We're on Yud Beis of Beis. Nun Beis of Beis. The bottom. Rapapa Yasek Leila Brei Bei Abba Surah. Rapapa was marrying off his son to the daughter of Abba Surah. Ozul Mikhtav Laksubasa. So he went to the house of Abba Surah to write the Ksuba. Shoma Yehuda Bar Mareimar. Nofek Asa Ischazile. So Yehuda Bar Mareimar heard about it, he went to greet him, he's coming to write the Ksuba in the house of Abba Surah. Kimotu Lepischa Havikom Miftar Minei. When they came to the door of the house of Abba Surah, so Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mareimar wanted to say goodbye and leave. Omarlei Neil Mar Bahadoi, come in with me, and if you're there, he'll be embarrassed to write a small amount for a dowry for his daughter, he'll write more. So you be there and embarrass him into writing more. Rashi. Be Abba Surah Chomi for you. It was his father-in-law. The Heisi Rapapa Libno Achos Ishto. And he, Rapapa, married his son to his wife's sister's son, daughter. Kedavrina Belunaris, Amruli Bas Abba Surah, right? The daughter of Abba Surah, which was his wife, said to me, Kinahama Akusha Bechinchi, the Sanhedrin Nomi Amrinan Ishu Shte Noshim, Shein Matin Lekis Echot, Kigon Rapapa U Bas Abba Surah. Right? It gives examples of a husband and wife and arrangements they had between them, and it gives an example of Rapapa and the daughter of Abba Surah. So Papa Lamaisa, his son married the daughter of Abba Surah. It was his daughter-in-law, the daughter of Abba Surah.
Two brothers married
two brothers? No, that's not the case. Okay. Also Rapapa Lebeis Avihanara. So Rapapa went to his mechutin, who was Abba Surah, to write the Ksuba. And they would write then in the Ksuba what Nadunya, the father, is giving his daughter. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say goodbye, and now you go and do your business inside, and I came to greet you and to give you honor, and now I'm going home. So he told him, no, come inside with me. So he saw that Rapapa saw Rashi. Chazi Rapapa de lo nichale li Yehuda le meil. He was hesitating, he didn't want to go in with him. Amrlei, my daitach mishum da amrlei Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinina lo tahave bavure achsanta afilu mi bro bisho le bro tova. What are you afraid of? That you're going to embarrass Abba Surah to give more to his daughter, and by doing that, he's taking away money from his sons that would go to them Beerusha when he dies. So it's similar, not exactly the same, of a person taking away Yerusha from somebody that it's coming to, even for taking away from a bad son to a good son. Because you never know who the bad son's going to have in future generations. So you don't tamper with Yerushas. So you don't want to tamper with the Arusha by having Abba Surah give his daughter things that if he wouldn't give her, it would go to his son after his death. Rashi. The Kosh came, let me brought the Bishla Bratova, the Lo Yod, they might Zara Nafik, because you never know who's going to come from that bad son and the money will end up by him. The Kosh came, me brought the Barta, surely not to take away from sons and give it to a daughter. Mor says, no, he said to him, don't worry about that. Hai nomi takanta de rabbanan. This is a takanta de rabbanan. The rabbanan gave this, made it something that's okay to do. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer lei, Mishum Rabbi Yochai, right? So, that we had before, that you should marry off your daughters. How do you marry off your daughters? Right, by giving them a nice dowry that people will want to marry them. So therefore the Rabbanan made a takana of Ksubas Bonim Dichrin, in order that the guy should give his daughter a dowry. So giving a dowry is not a problem of taking the Yerusha away from the sons, because you're Mekayim at Takana de Rabbanan. Rashi, the Choshke Mibor Labarta, the Hocha Iburech Santahu. Here, if by embarrassing him into giving more money for the dowry of his daughter, eventually that money could have gone to his sons when he died, and now you're taking it away from the sons. Shezek Kosin Labito Mashahu Roy Lahorish Labonov. Domrab Yochanan Lael Sheik Bosodan Vitain Labito Vyolif Lomikro. We learn from a pasuk that you marry off your daughters. The only way to do that is to make them attractive to be married by giving them nice dowries. Omarle, honey mila midaite, that's only if the person does it willingly. La suye nomi, but to force him to do it? You want me to come in and embarrass him into giving more than he would have given willingly. Omarle, atu mikamina locha de olvasia, ovalosase. You come in, don't force him to do anything. Right? I just want you to be there. Olvalotase kamina. Omerlei, alai didi, hainu asiya. Right? The maisa, what's it called? If I'm there, that's forcing him. Right? He's gonna be embarrassed to give less. Ach veva'ol. So he pushed him into going. He didn't want to go in, and he pushed him into coming in. He forced him to come in. So, Rapapa, forced, didn't force him, but he, what's it called? He persisted, and he got, what's it called, Yehuda Marmaremar to come in with him. So Ishtik, so he just sat there quietly as they were discussing the monetary things and how much dowry he's going to give. The Yosef, right? Sovrahu Mirsach Rosach. So he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word because he didn't want to make the guy feel uncomfortable and write a bigger dowry than he was willing to do. But the Abasura thought he was quiet because he was upset that he wasn't giving his daughter enough of a dowry. Kasvi l'chol ma'idahavile. So he wrote everything he had over to his daughter. His entire estate he gave to his daughter as the dowry, because he was embarrassed. He thought that Rav Yehuda wasn't speaking because he was upset with him because he didn't give his daughter a big enough dowry. So he gave her everything. So he kept quiet the whole time. He said, "You still don't talk to me? I gave her everything. I swear I didn't leave anything over for myself. I gave her everything." If you ask me, I thought you'd give her two more to begin with. I wouldn't have agreed that you give her what you did, but I didn't want to get mixed in over here. But you thought I was upset, so you gave her everything. So he says, that's the case, can I have charata? No, to be a person who backs out of his word, that's not a good thing either. So now he's stuck. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to do, force the guy to give what he didn't want to give. Okay, Rashi. Lasuye nomi bitmia, right? It's a good thing that a father should give his daughter a big dowry, but not that he should be forced to do it. Maaloi didi hainu asuye kinisosi imcha haviyosi. If I go in with you, that's forcing him to do it because he's going to be embarrassed not to give a lot in my presence. She yarba lifsok bishvil kvodi. He's going to, out of my honor, he's going to give her a lot because he'd be embarrassed not to. So he persisted, Rapapa persisted in forcing Rav Yehuda to come in with him. So he kept quiet because he didn't want to mix into the business and force the guy. Abasura has understood he's keeping quiet because he's upset with him, because he's not giving enough to his daughter. So he said, what do you want from me? I gave her everything I had. He said, if you would have asked my advice, I would have told you not to give that much altogether. Okay. Go on. Bomine Rav Yemer Saba mi Rav Nachman. Mochra ksubasa labala, yesh la ksubas banin dichrin, o ein la ksubas banin dichrin. During her lifetime, she, and the husband's lifetime, she sold her ksuba to her husband. In other words, she had a ksuba of 200 zoos. And she said to her husband like this, if you die first, so I'll get the ksuba. What's it called? Then it'll go to, yeah, a wife doesn't yarshin her husband. She said like this, what's it called? If in case, I die first, so you didn't gain anything. But if you die first, right, then I really should have gotten the ksuba, and your, what's it called, the ksuba will go to your heirs. So you're taking a gamble, right? If I die first, you didn't gain anything. If you paid for something that didn't you have to pay for it. If you die first, you gain something that your heirs are going to get my ksuba. So I'll sell it to you for 100 zoos on the gamble. So I'll have 100 zoos now in my pocket, and instead of 200 later on a doubt whether you're going to die first or I'm going to die first, and you'll, what's it called, for 100 zoos buy a what's it called, a chance that you'll make up the other 100 zoos extra for your yorship. Okay. So, and you won't have to pay me the ksuba if I die. If you die first or you divorce me, you won't have to pay me the ksuba. Okay. So now the halacha is, since she sold her ksuba, so how about the tanoim of the ksuba? They bottle. Does the ksuba's banim dichrin still remain? Or since the ksuba is sold to him, the baisa pashtus, she gave up on the tanoim too. Omer le Rava. Rava said, ask a better question. V'tiboyich loch mocheles. She didn't sell it to him, but she was mochel, the ksuba. Okay? Where she didn't get any benefit from it. She was mochel the ksuba completely. Rashi. Einla. Mi amrin and kivin de mochel lebaila pokala torah shirushas avia milahorish nedunya shalol livnei beis bita. Since she sold her ksuba, and the ikra ksuba no longer is by her, so the nedunya also is bottled. And therefore, what's it called? The fact that the nedunya is supposed to go if she dies and then he dies after her to her children, that's bottled. Shari machrasov the ain kol hayirusha bo miachshav elami kol chabal. Now it's not coming through her ksuba anymore. The yerusha, it's coming completely through the husband. It's his money now. The Yechalku called Bonav Har Bishava Bein Beis Nasha. And now all the children will split it up equally, and the Ksuba won't go specifically to her children. Or no, the Ksuba she sold, but the Tanai Ksuba still take effect. Gemara says, V'tiboyach lach mocheles, Shudover Motsi Min HaMecher. Why do you ask by selling her Ksuba? A woman more often is mochel her Ksuba to her husband as a nice gesture, then sells her ksuba to her husband, right? Women don't sell their ksuba to their husband. But they're willing to be mochalit to show the husband how much they appreciate them. The imishum de lo mata hana liyada nikol makom paka schusa b'chaya. Even though she didn't get anything in exchange, right? Lamaisa, she gave up her schus on the ksuba. So that's a shayla. So Mara says, no. Hashta mocheres komi boyali. The afagav de ikala meimer zuzi ansua. No, I asked the Dafka the case of Mocheres, because then I could know for sure Mocheles. You wanted me to ask the question by Mochel, because that's more common than Mocher. But I asked it the other way, because it's included, Mochel. Why? Because if I sell something, sometimes it's because I have no choice. I need the money. So there, I really don't want to give it to you, but I was forced to do it. It says, like the Gemara says, like I was hit with a whip, with 100 tongues on it, right, of lashes, because sometimes you're forced to do something because you need the money. But mechila, nothing was forcing me, so I gave it up completely willingly. So that surely is more sense to say that all the time a bottle. But maybe my mechira, I did it because I was forced, so I only takes effect on what I did, not more than what I did. Rashi. Hashtem ocheres mi boyali, kolomer mi sabres to mishum hanod, the mortal yod, the tesik adaite, the pokas chusa. Do you think that because she sold it and she got the $100 in exchange, that's why she, what's it called, her chusa's pocket? Just the opposite. If she sold it, I would say there's less reason for all her schuyos to be paka. Because the reason she sold it is because she was forced because of the money. Hashta mocheres danusahi. Right? Basically, maybe she needed the money. So she sold only what was necessary, but she didn't have any mind to be mochel the other tanoim. Sokadaiti, the Pakashusa, mi boyali koshke mochelis to loadusa, where she did it with her own free will, surely she's mavatal all the other tanoi. So that's a shayla. Mochula mea uchli bi uchla, makin osa mea makos, biritsua shibarosha barzel, kemin mashkolis tana shishma uchla. There's a kind of whip that's called that. I don't know what it's called. It's called a whip. It has a cat of nine tails or something like that. It has different things on it with metal, right? So that's how she was forced. Omar Rava Pshitali, Rava said that the following case I know for sure. Mocheres ksubas alacherim yesh laksubas barni. If she sold the ksuba to somebody else, not her husband, the other person's taking a gamble. If she'll die first, he loses out. If he dies, then what's it called? Then he gets the ksuba, or he divorces her. Then instead of the ksuba going to the wife, she sold it to Plony. So he took a gamble on that, paid her less than the amount of the ksuba to take that gamble. So if she sold it to somebody else, that's not mevatel the bonim dichri. The tznoim still stand. My timer, zuzi an sua. Because we say she had no choice, she had to sell it, she needed the money. But she didn't have in das to be mochel the other tznoi. Mochel her ksubas labayla, ain la ksubas banim dichrin. She's mochel her ksuba to her husband, then she did it free will, she didn't have any force, then we say that she's mochel also the tznoi aksuba. My tami achule achilta, she's mochel it. Boy Rava. So Rava said, those two cases are for sure, that I know. If she sold the ksuba to somebody else, it's not mevatel the tznoi ksuba. If she was mochel her ksuba to her husband, that is mevatel the ksuba. What? Don't I know? Mocher ksubas, she sold her ksuba to her husband, not to somebody else. Kimocheris lacherim dummy, or kimocheris labaila dummy. Do we compare that to selling it to somebody else, and we say that she was forced, and she needed the money? Or no, since she sold it to her husband, it's like mechila. Right, she's, what's it called, even though she got money for it, obviously she did it out of goodwill, and therefore she has her kavanas to move out the other time too. Bosha the boy, Hodr Pashta, after he asked the shayla, he resolved it. Mocheres ksubos labayla kamocheres lacherim dami. That selling it to the husband is the same thing as selling to somebody else, and she's not mevatel the tznoi ksuba. Okay. Rashi. Mocheres ksubos alacherim betovas hanoa sheim nisarmala o nisgarsha yitlu alakuchos deimeisa yirashena baala umeisa v'yorsha baala. Right, so she sells it, if the ksuba is worth $1,000, she sells it for $800. The guy takes a gamble that if she gets divorced or what's it called or he dies, he'll get the full $1,000. So he made $200 on the deal, and if she dies first, he loses the whole thing. So he's willing to take a gamble. Okay. So yesh lebonei ksubas banim dichrin, that she's not mevatel the tznoi ksuba. The hakilo zvin te nami yaris labau, right? Because even if she didn't sell it, right, the husband is yarshins her, and still he has to give when he dies from his estate comes ksubas banim dichrin specifically to her. The tikun lo rabon and hashta nami legabi bal be mocheris lepakas chusa. Therefore, just because she sold her ksuba doesn't take away the fact that if she dies and the husband now yarshins the ksuba and the guy doesn't get it, that the tznoi ksuba still apply. The imishum dehuka beinel lemochro lahafsid is boneha. We think maybe she was mochelit, right? Because she what's it called? She sold her ksuba, so obviously she didn't care too much about these tznoiim. That's not true, right? Lahafsid is boneha. In the Sarmel and Sgarisha, Zuzi and Sua shoots her claim. It's not because she didn't care about it and she wants to be mochalit, because she had no choice. She needed the money. Achule achilta, v'nekel banel, lahafsi banel, miksubos achinam. But if she's mochal the ksuba to her husband and she didn't get anything in return, then obviously it's not important to her and she's mochal the tonight. Mocheris labayla, nami, tovas hanobi alma dover muet. She sold it to her husband, is also no big deal. Shari mesa yorsha. Anyway, if she died, he's gonna yarshin her. The ain't a lokech mimena, ella she mes hu lo sigve. Right? The only thing that he's gonna get is if he dies, she won't collect her ksuba. Vahari lo mes. He never died. Velo bali de rusha. Never came to Yerusha. Hilka kamocheris lacherim dami. Therefore, it's just as if she sold to somebody else, and that's not a sign to be mochel the tnoi. So the shaila only is, what if she is sells her ksuba to her husband? So then, is that like selling to somebody else or not? O kimochelis l'bayal adami, hol the yodo haksuba v'hukul beinei alachlita. Since he's holding the ksuba, and she now gives it up, so maybe it's considered like she's mochel the other tnoi. Okay. So Mara says, Mosiv Rav Idi Barovin. So Rav Idi Barovin asked on this, Mesa Ein Yorshin Shalzeh, the Ein Yorshin Shalzeh Yorshin Subasa. Right? If she died, then the Yorshim don't Yarshin her Ksuba. Rashi, Ein Yorshin Shalzeh, Mishnehi Biyavamos. Ha'isha Shaholach Baila Medina Sayah. Her husband went away, okay, the Omar law, Ad Eid Echot Meis Baalech. So what happened is, an Eid Echot came and said the husband died. V'tirua linase, and they allowed her to get married to a second man. Okay, because she had an Eid Echot, say her husband's dead. V'niseis, v'achrikach bo baila, and then her husband came back. So the halach is, teitzi mizel mizel. Since you were mekel that you could believe in Eid Echot, we're machmer on her, then if she's wrong, right, then the husband comes back, she can't live with either of them. Teitzi mizel mizel. The ain lo ksuba, lo mizeh, velo mizeh. She has no ksuba from either one. The im meisa, and if she dies, ain yorshin shalzeh, vizeh, bonim sheyesh, lo mizeh, mizeh, yorshin ksubasa. And if she had children from both of them, neither of her children yarshin her ksuba. Okay. So the Gemara says, v'havinan ba, what kind of ksuba? She doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba from either husband. So who's yarshining her ksuba? There is no ksuba. It's talking about the Tnai Ksuba, that her children don't yarshin her Ksuba from the original marriage. So her Yetzer Hara forced her to marry the other guy. So what's it called? So let's say that she wasn't mochelit from the fact that she married the other guy. She mochelit the Tnai Ksuba of the first guy. Right, Mar says no. Hashem Knosa with the Kansura Bonim Echanami. Really, she shouldn't lose Ksubas Bonim Dichrin because she married the second guy. That doesn't necessarily tell us because her Yetzer Hara made her want to get married, right, to this guy and to believe the Eid Echad. But the Rabbanim gave a Knas since she believed the Eid Echad. So we're going to be extra strict with her, just like we tell her she can't live with him or the other guy. She has to be divorced from both of them. She gets no Ksuba. So also she loses the Ksubas Bonim Dichrin. He said she has no ksuba, so how can anybody yarshin her ksuba? If she died and both of these husbands are alive, and they yarshin her, right, Hain, so they split up the Yerusha between them. But if they, when the husbands die, her children don't yarshin the ksuba. Why? Because Shaboy and Lachlo Benichse Avim Elechokim B'Shava. They split up evenly. Vamai. Even the Amirin can be Salom Mafsadok Subas is born in Lom Mafsadok Subas Lom Nichrin, where she's forced to give it up. She doesn't lose the ksubas Bonim Nichrin. Here she's forced. Her Yetzer Hara forced her to get married again. Name a Yetzer on, so Shoysa Misava Labal. She wanted to get married. Marcel Echanami. Really, she shouldn't lose it. But Knossa Mishum Glodaika Shaper, since she wasn't careful to make sure that her husband was dead, she believed this Eid Echad without really checking into it. And the proof is that her husband came back, right? Mikmi the Nisov, so therefore the Rabbana gave her a Knas. All these things are a Knas, and this is part of it. But really make her Adin without this Knas, without this special case, just because what she sold it or whatever, and her Yetzer Hara, her Yetzer, or her desire for the money forced her to sell it. She needed the money. That doesn't make her lose the Ksuvas Banim Dichri.
We're on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Yosef Rav Ravin Bar Chanina Kamei de Rav Chizda Yosef de Ko'omar Mishmei de Rav Elazar. Ravin was sitting by Rav Chizda, and he said the following in the name of Rav Elazar.
Mocheles ksubos lebaila, ein lamazonos. If a woman is mochel her ksuba to her husband, so after he dies, she doesn't get mazonos from the estate. When she's alive, she gets mazonos from the Torah. But afterwards, it's a tanai ksuba that she gets a support from the estate as long as she doesn't get married or doesn't collect her ksuba. So that mazonos, since she was mochel the ksuba, she's also mochel the mazonos. Omar le, ilav de ka'omrasli mishmei de gavar rabba, had you not said this in the name of Rabbi Lazar, havi amein aloch meshiv ro tachas tova lo tomush rami beisa. This is a case where the husband is paying her back bad for good. She was nice enough to be mochel her ksuba, and because of that she loses her mazonos when she becomes an almana. But lemaisa, Rabbi Lazar said it. Yosef Ravi Nachman Ve'ula Va'avimi Bar Rav Papai Ve'yosef Rav Chia Bar Ami Gabayu. So Rav Nachman and Ula and Avimi Bar Rav Papai were sitting by Rav Chia. Osahu Gavra Deshchiva Arusoso. Guy came, his Arusa had died. He was married, but he never was married completely. He just was Ed Arison. And his Arusa died. Omrulei zil kvar, or havlok subasa. Either go bury her. The halacha is that the ksuba was given, or the tnai ksuba of burial was opposite the ksuba. Since he inherits her ksuba when she dies, in other words, the dowry that she brings in, he gets. So Lamaisa, what's it called, he has to bury her. So even though she's only in Arusa, he has to go bury her. That's what they told him. Either bury her or don't inherit her ksuba. Let's see Rashi. Ein lamazonos be'almenusa. When he'll die, she doesn't get mazonos from the estate. It's not ksuba, kiksuba. But when she's alive, she gets mazonos because that has nothing to do with a ksuba. That's a chiyuv haTorah to feed your wife. Oh, havlo ksubas, the tiknu kfurosa tachas ksubasa. Because they were misakin that he has to bury her opposite the ksuba that he gets when, if she dies. The sover lameimar, tachas mona masayim she tiknu chachomim. You think now because the chachomim made this, the ksuba, mona v'masayim, and it's talking in a case where they were no way to give that ksuba even to an arusa. So Mela, you have a chiyuv of what's it called, of burying her. Tanina, anishona she'en larusa shemesa mishba ksuba dahainu kvura. Okay, so let's go on. So that was that's what he told her. He told her that you have to go bury her. Pay for the burial. So Omar lehu Rav Chia said, Tanina, lemaisa, we have a brisa, it's not like that. Ishto arusa, if a person has only an arusa, and she dies, lo onein velo mitameila, if he's a kohen, he can't be mitame to her, she's not his full-fledged wife, right? And he's not an onein for her, she's not considered a relative that he has to be onein for. V'chein he lo nenes velo mitameila, and she doesn't become an onein if he dies, and she doesn't have to be matame. Here there's no issur of being matame. She doesn't have to be matame to him. Mesa eino yorsha. If she dies, right, he doesn't inherit her property. Her yorshim get it, not him. Mesu go veksubasa. If he dies, she gets her ksuba. Because here's talking a case where they, according to the Man Yomer holds, Arusa has a ksuba. Right? Mesu go veksubasa. Time of the meso mashma, the only time she collects her ksuba is if he died. Ha meso he, if she died, then she doesn't get the benefits of the ksuba, meaning burial. He's not chayiv to bury her. Ha ein lo ksuba, right? She doesn't have the benefits of the ksuba. Her, the opposite of what they're masakin, opposite of ksuba. Right? So the meso, you see that an oris doesn't have to bury his arusa. My time, Rav Oshia, she'ein ani korei bo lich shenosi la'acher titli ma shekosuv lechi, because the ksuba is only collected when you can say when you'll get married to someone else, then you'll up until the time you get married, then I don't have to give you the ksuba. You get support, right? And it could be the support is much less. If she has a big ksuba, the support is less than the ksuba is worth. But she may want to have that support because she's going to get a ksuba in the end anyway. So instead of getting it now, she'll get it later. And he has a vested interest sometimes in seeing to it, or the yesomim, that she continues getting support, which may be a lot less than paying her one lump sum. They want to push that off. So even though she get the ksuba in the end, the question is when do they have to pay it?
They don't deduct.
No, that doesn't. That's a separate thing. It's from the estate. It's like a Yerusha from the estate. Kiyosa. Okay, so therefore they can't say that. She's dead. So therefore that Tanai is batal. See Rashi. Tanina. Ani shone she'ein larusa shemesa mishba ksuba dainu kvura. I have a braisa that says beferish that an arusa doesn't have the Tanai ksuba that would be mechayiv the arus to bury her. Lo onain le'ish le'asa b'kachim. It's not an onain. Right, the halacha, Torah halacha of aninus is that you can't eat kachim. The rabbinic halachas of aninus is you're potter from mitzvahs, you don't eat meat and drink wine and so on. But this is a Torah. Torah, you're not allowed to eat kachim if you're an onei. Velo mitame lo im kohen. If he's a kohen, he's not allowed to mitame. The lav sheirohi says ki im le sheiro hakara they love, but she's only arusa, she's not called sheiro. Velo mitame lo eno chayevis litame lo. If he dies, she's not chayev to mimatami to him, to go to the funeral even, right? Because she's not also to mimatami, because a kohenis is allowed to mimatami. The alpha bisha mitzvah, the sasik bishisha, mesi mitzvah, hamurim b'parshas kohanim, even though it's a mitzvah to be involved in a relative's funeral, right? He's not considered a relative yet. Dechsiv lo yitame, lo yitame, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to mimatami to the shiva krovim. Zu ain't a mehem, the lav shero. She's not yet a relative because it's not her, it's not called her share. Avo imrotze he letame, ain't a muzeris letame, a fila kohenis, the bnei arum siva lo benosara. She wants to be metame, she wants to go to the funeral, she can. She doesn't have to. That's what it means. Even if she's a kohenis, she's allowed to be metame. Only kohanim are muzer not to be metame. Eno yorsha, nidunyas beis aviha. The lo tikun yerusha sabal at shetikonis lechuba or shetimtzur leshluchim, right? If she's only an arusa and she dies, he doesn't yarshin the nedunya, goes back to the father. Meis hu bechayel, if he died in her lifetime, in other words, before they had the nesuin, he died and left an arusa. Go veksubasa mana masayim v'tosef esim kasavla, right? So she gets her ksuba, because we're talking according to Man Yomru, who says an arusa has a ksuba. Ain lo ksuba, but if she died, she loses the ksuba. Ksuba meaning ain lo ksuba, din ksuba. She loses the din of ksuba, ukfurasa tachas ksubasa. What's her part if she died of the ksuba, that she gets buried? That doesn't happen. The Tanya Lael, benesua Tanya, the tachas and dunyas besavia, shehu yorsha. Why does he have to bury her? Because he yarshins the dowry if she dies, he yarshins the Yerusha, and Mameli has to bury her. But over here by Arusa, he doesn't yarshin the dowry, therefore he doesn't have to bury her. Ino Yorsha, Lakovra. My timer, the Amrin and Kimesa Bechayev Ein Latvias Ksuba. Tikovre b'shvil mona masayim shu yoresh. Why? She'en ani kore v'chein ha'yukosim b'shtar ksubasa. Hilka kos man shalom meis v'lo nisgarisha. If he didn't die or be megarisher and she died, so that tanai of the ksuba can't be the ksuba. What he writes, you have all of this. When you'll be able to get married to somebody else, then I'll chayit to pay your ksuba. Lo nishtabed la, the lo yorish menuklu. He's not meshubet to her. He doesn't get anything from her. Mameli has no chiyuv to bury her either. Okay. Ki asa Ravin omereish lakish arusa shemesa ein laksuba. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Reish Lakish, this halacha, then arusa who died, doesn't have the dinam of ksuba, meaning the oris doesn't have the barrier. Omer lo Abaya, zilu amrile, go tell Ravin, shkula tivusach shadya achizri. Take your presents and throw them on the thorns. Kvar tirgam rav oshi l'shmaiti bebavel, because what's it called? Rav Oshi already said over this halacha in Bavel, we don't need you to come and report in the name of Reish Lakish this halacha. We don't even need you. It's old news, right? We already heard this halacha. Rashi. No, Rashi. Shikule tibusach. Chizuk tovasecha. Sha'ata sover shenazik l'chatova. You think that we're going to be grateful to you for revealing this halacha to us. Right, bezu netula him imchomutos ala charulim. Right, this tova is going to be thrown on the thorns. You don't deserve any thanks, because we already heard this halacha. We heard the halacha from Ravin we heard this already from Reb Chiya, I guess. Yeah. Oh. What? No, he came afterwards. They already heard this before this. That's what they're saying. We already heard this halacha. It's old news already.
Could have been learned way before.
Yeah, it could be, but they heard the report which came before.